What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we learn how to grow on social media by talking to people that have actually done it. Now, if you're an OG listener of the show, you know the intro that I just said is the original intro I used to use when I started this podcast over 3 years ago. Now, why am I using it today? What happened to the intro I was saying? Why is this coming out on a Monday? Where is the interview? Did I miss a week? Hold on. No, I did not. You honestly thought. You're telling me you thought that I missed a week. We've been over 3 years now and I haven't missed. Since episode 3, I have not missed an upload. And you thought I missed? I didn't miss. There's just some changes coming to the podcast. One of those changes being that episodes are now dropping on Tuesdays instead of Mondays. My intro is changing. It's changing back to focusing on tactics and the interviews themselves. While they're still going to talk about a person's story, we're going to really try and get tactical. So there are some key takeaways for you that you can implement into your social strategy every single week. And what's the impetus? Why are all of these changes happening all of a sudden? It's because over these last probably couple weeks, maybe even a month at this point now, I've been working with a podcast accelerator, a 12-week program that's going to help me learn to refine my show, figure out my ideal audience, guest on more podcasts, grow my show, monetize so I can take some of this work that I've been doing for more than 3 years off of my plate and just focus on delivering high-quality interviews and doing the things that I love to do. And so if you've actually, for anyone that's been listening consistently to these shows, this accelerator is with Record at a Podcast, which is owned by Bradley Denham, who was on the show probably a couple months ago at this point. He's worked with the likes of Logan Paul, Jay Shetty, Josh Peck, Ty Lopez, Indie Hackers. He's an impressive resume in the podcasting space, over 5,000 episodes produced, 500 million downloads on those 5,000 episodes. He's an impressive track record. And so I had the opportunity to come in and work hand in hand with him very closely to really try and refine some processes on the show. And so that's why these changes are happening. You know, I think if I like to be honest and open with you guys, and the show has been, it's been good. You know, it's top 3% in the world, but it's been very stagnant in terms of growth. Like it's kind of been flatlined, and I've been able to hit top 3% in the world purely on the back of my consistency. That is why it's not like we had a moonshot one on YouTube, but other than that, like there has not been a ridiculous, there's not been hockey stick growth. There's none of that. It's just been pretty flatlined for the last while. And so to have the opportunity to come in and work with someone like Brad and the Record at a Podcast team was something I decided to jump at. But that means changes are happening, you know, and it's something that I struggle with, you know, when like the fact, I remember when I first did an intro, and you'll hear it tomorrow when you listen to the interview on a Tuesday, when I first did the intro where this is like putting up brand new interviews every single Tuesday, like that still doesn't roll off the tongue the same way new interviews every single Monday. But I know I can't be emotional when it comes to, I mean, I can be emotional to an extent, but like if I really want to improve it, I'm working with these guys to make my show better, to make it better for you and to make it better for everyone else that listens. And so there's going to be some changes like a new podcast on Tuesday. You know, the interviews themselves are going to change. Not a drastic amount, like don't panic. They're probably going to get shorter, which is like, again, focus, like listening to the data. What's the data saying? You know, my average listen is 66 minutes. So why am I doing 90 to 100 minute podcasts if people stop listening after an hour, right? So like listening to the data, seeing what's working, what's not, doubling down on that, not putting emotion into it, like not putting episodes out on Monday just because it's a nice, even round day to put it out on the beginning of the week, putting them out on Tuesdays instead. You know, again, it's weird for me, but there's going to be changes. I'm going to work through them. I'm going to work through them with the guys at Rev. I'm going to work through them with you. We're going to figure out what I like, what you like, and we're going to kind of refine the show, but changes are coming. And I just wanted to jump in here quickly and tell you that. I didn't want you to jump into your podcast app, whether it be Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, which is what I use. And be like, well, where's my social life? Jacob hasn't missed an episode in a long time. And I haven't. This isn't a miss. This is an adjustment. We are just changing things up, you know, and we're going to focus. And one of the big things too, is like, I've had some incredible guests on the show. And this is something like I've always known in the back of my mind, but I haven't fully let myself accept that fact that like I didn't niche down properly. You know, I used social media, people on social media, as my niche, as my workaround for having a niche. Because you know who's on social media? Pretty much everybody. So allow me to have anybody on my show. But we're really going to try. I mean, there might be some special guests here and there that may not fit into the mold of what I'm about to say. But for the most part, I'm trying to focus up here and interview creators, people with big followings, which is, again, I'm bringing it back, which is kind of ridiculous that we're 3.5 years in. And I'm bringing it back to where I started the show. But bringing it back to focusing on creators, people who have built up a following on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, and learning how they did it and finding ways to include elements of their story into it. I don't want it to just be tactics, but I think it was too much story. And now I'm trying to marry those two things together, the story and the tactics, finding ways to systemize my processes as a creator. But yeah, so changes are coming. I didn't script this. I'm not going to ramble on here for too long. I just wanted to jump here in quickly and tell you, because, you know, as a listener, like, I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. And so I like to be open. I like to be honest. I like to be transparent with you with what's going on. You know, so there might be some interviews that are coming up. I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to be bad. They're not going to be bad, but they're going to be different. And it's just going to take me probably some time to adjust to the new style of interview. And again, a shorter interview, you know, I think a shorter interview as well is going to benefit me, because I think with trying, I had in my mind that every episode had to be an hour and a half. And when you have the mindset that every episode needs to be an hour and a half, you can ask questions that might not deliver as much value because you know you have the time. But now by cutting my interviews in half, even if they're 45, or by a third to 60 minutes, that's going to force me to dial in and hit those key questions and deliver as much value in that time, and because I don't have an extra half an hour to mess around with. So I think you're really going to enjoy them. The first one coming out tomorrow is with Rob Lawless, who is on a mission to meet 10,000 strangers, you know, and we really, I was so happy with that interview, just the way it went. And so we've got some good ones coming up here. Rob's got 42,000 on Instagram, 40,000 followers, you know, but we're really focusing here on creators. You know, I've got some interviews lined up at the time of recording this with some bigger TikTokers, with some bigger YouTubers. So we're going to be delivering that to you to round out 2021 and into 2022. So again, I'm just rambling on here because I didn't script this out or anything. I just wanted to jump on here quick and talk to you about this and everything that's going on. There are going to be some changes. These are intentional changes. I'm not just doing things willy-nilly here. I'm working with an incredible team that's helping me do this. And so I just want to thank you, as always, for listening to the show. Thank you for listening for the last 3.5 years. We're just going to keep going. We're going to keep refining. We're going to get better and better and better. But no, seriously, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.